In the city of Nippur lived a poor man named Gimel Ninurta. He had no gold, no beer, no bread, and only one shirt. He was not happy. Then he had an idea. I will take my shirt to the market and exchange it for a big fat ram. I will kill the ram and invite my friends to a feast in my house. Then I will be happy. Gimel Ninurta took his one and only shirt to the market. He tried to exchange it for a big fat ram, but all he got for it was a skinny old nanny goat. Back in his house, he was about to kill the goat when he remembered that he had no beer and no bread for a feast. I will never be happy, sighed Gimel Ninurta. Then he had another idea. I will give my goat to the mayor of Nippur. Then he will invite me to a feast in his house and I will be happy. Gimel Ninurta took his goat to the mayor's house. Who are you? Asked the doorkeeper. I am Gimel Ninurta, a citizen of Nippur. Wait here, said the doorkeeper. Who is it? Asked the mayor. It's a citizen of Nippur, said the doorkeeper. A citizen of Nippur, said the mayor. Ha! He spoke contemptuously. He was an arrogant man. He has a goat, said the doorkeeper. Oh, he has a goat, said the mayor. Show him in. Gimel Ninurta went in to the mayor's house and gave him his goat. The mayor gave the goat to his servants. Kill this goat for a feast, he said, and this man will be a guest at my feast. Oh, thank you, said Gimel Ninurta. You're welcome, said the mayor. And then the mayor spoke secretly to his servants. At the feast, he said, give this man a bone to eat with a little bit of gristle on it. Give him the worst beer to drink and then show him out, throw him out. And that's exactly what happened. At the mayor's feast, Gimel Ninurta was given a bone to eat with a little bit of gristle on it. He was given the worst beer to drink and then he was shown out. He was thrown out. On his way out of the mayor's house, Gimel Ninurta spoke to the doorkeeper. Your master has tricked me, he said. Now I will trick him. Not once, not twice, but three times. Tell him that from me. When the mayor heard from his doorkeeper what Gimel Ninurta had said, he laughed. Gimel Ninurta went to the king's palace. He asked the king to give him, just for one day, a nobleman's shirt, some gold, and a splendid chariot. The king granted Gimel Ninurta his wish. Gimel Ninurta put on the nobleman's shirt, picked up the gold, stepped into the chariot, and drove around the city of Nippur until he came to the market. In the market, he bought with his gold a beautiful box and two birds. He put these two birds inside the beautiful box and drove to the mayor's house. When the mayor saw a man in a nobleman's shirt driving towards his house in a splendid chariot, he went out to welcome him. My lord, he said, you are welcome. Please come into my house. Now, the mayor didn't realise that the man in the nobleman's shirt was Gimel Ninurta. Gimel Ninurta spoke to the mayor. "I have this beautiful box with me, and inside it is the king's gold. It's a gift for Enlil, the great Dingir of Nippur. Will this gold be safe in your house?" "Of course," said the mayor. "Bring it in. Please, be a guest at my feast." Gimel Ninurta was a guest at the mayor's feast with a beautiful box in full view. He ate the best meat, drank the best beer, and he kept the mayor talking until he fell asleep. When the mayor was asleep, Gimel Ninurta lifted the lid of the beautiful box, and the two birds inside it flew out with squawks which awoke the mayor.
"Ah! Ah!
What's happening?" cried the mayor. "Look," said Gimel Ninurta, "the box is empty. The gold has gone. You told me the gold would be safe in your house, but now the gold is gone and I am undone." Pretending to panic, Gimel Ninurta ripped his nobleman's shirt to shreds. Then he knocked down the mayor and beat him from head to toe until he was black and blue all over, covered in bruises. "Don't kill me," cried the mayor. "I am protected by Enlil, the great Dingir of Nippur. You must not have my blood on your hands." "And you," said Gimel Ninurta, "you must replace the king's gold, which was a gift to Enlil, the great Dingir of Nippur. It was the king's gold, so you must replace it not once, but twice over." "Of course," said the mayor. "And you, sir, must accept from me not one, but two new nobleman's shirts." And that's what happened. On his way out of the mayor's house, Gimel Ninurta spoke to the doorkeeper. "Your master," he said, "has tricked me. Now I will trick him. And I have tricked him. I've tricked him once, and I'm going to trick him three times. Tell him that from me. This was the first of three tricks." When the mayor heard from his doorkeeper what Gimel Ninurta had said, this time he was silent and glum because his body was aching all over with bruises. Gimel Ninurta went from the mayor's house to the barber shop, and he had his hair shaved in the style of a doctor from the city of Isin. He picked up a clay pot, filled it with water, went to the mayor's house. Now, the doorkeeper didn't realise that this was Gimel Ninurta in disguise. "Who are you?" he asked.
"I am a doctor from the city of Isin, and I can cure bruises."
Come in," said the doorkeeper.
"You can cure bruises?" said the mayor.
"Yes, I can cure bruises," said Gimel Ninurta, "but only in a room far away from your servants."
"Follow me," said the mayor. He led Gimel Ninurta to a room far away from his servants. And this room, it had a hard earth floor, and the only light in it came from a little fire.
"Lie down," said Gimel Ninurta. "Lie down if you want my cure for your bruises."
Well, the mayor lay down on the hard earth floor. Gimel Ninurta hammered 5 pegs into the hard earth floor, and he tied to these pegs the mayor's head and his 2 hands and his 2 feet, and then he threw the water from the clay pot onto the little fire, and the room was suddenly in total darkness. Gimel Ninurta beat the mayor from head to toe until he was covered in bruises, and then he smiled. And on his way out of the mayor's house, he said to the doorkeeper, "Your master tricked me. Now I've tricked him, not once but twice, and there is a third trick to come. Tell him that from me. Now, when the mayor heard from his doorkeeper what Gimel and Nurta had said, he was very nervous, and so was Gimel and Nurta. Gimel and Nurta went now to the market, and he looked around at the faces of the men in the crowd until he found someone he trusted. He showed this man one of the two new nobleman's shirts that he'd got. And he said to the man, "If I give you this, will you do something for me?" "Do what?" said the man. "Stand outside the mayor's house, shout, 'I am the man with the goat,' and run away." "Sure," said the man. They went together to the mayor's house, and Gimel and Nurta hid under a nearby bridge with his ears pricked up like an alert dog. The man from the market stood outside the mayor's house. He shouted, "I am the man with the goat," then he ran away. All the mayor's servants came out of the house and chased the man who was running away. The mayor came out and stood at his door alone. Gimel and Nurta jumped up from under the bridge. He knocked the mayor down, beat him from head to toe till he was black and blue all over, covered with even more bruises. "You tricked me," he said. "Now I have tricked you, not once, not twice, but three times." Gimel and Nurta went for a walk in the countryside. He was now a happy man. But that's not the end of the story, because the mayor of Nippur went for a walk in the city, and he was now a humble man, because he had been tricked not once, not twice, but three times by a poor citizen of Nippur named Gimel Ninurta.